Yeshev. But it be sail the Vigdoi, Lame or Sheikh Vahimi. She grabbed his garment. Lame or Sheikh Vahimi, Vayazo, Bigdo, Vyoga, Vayonas, Vayetza, Futsa. Tell us the tremendous desire that Yosef HaTzadik had during his stay in the house of Beis Potiphar. She tried to seduce him every single way, and they came to the final situation, and she tried to get him, and he said, "No, v'chatosi l'alokim yayir shamayim, I'm not going to do this act." She grabs his bigot, begot, vayaz of bigda biyoda, vayonos vayetza achutza. He leaves the begot there and he goes out. The evidence that she's going to use against him in the future, she leaves in the hand of this Esh Potiphar. And Taka, later on, she saw it here. He came and he tried to do something with me, and here's his begot. The obvious question is, why he leave the baguette? Who's stronger, Rabbi said? Yosef or his lady? Obviously he was stronger, Rabbi said. She becomes the more, does a tug of war with some guys. Everybody sees that, not to compare anybody here to ladies, but at the end of the day, who's stronger? Who's stronger? What, Yosef couldn't pull the baguette away? He couldn't pull the baguette away? So there's one shmuz, which is another big yisoid in the shmuz, which is more being on the mokum shmuz, which is just saying Thursday night, but the yisoid of getting away from the sun as fast as possible. Chayash Mulevitz is what? Don't stay too long on the sun. You have the sun, oh yeah, I'll wait, and it's her slowly, makes you feel comfortable under the sun, and then you can be chapped at any moment. As soon as you chap yourself, that's the wrong, am I in the right place? I'm on the base, where am I? You run right to the base. From wherever you are, all of a sudden you're chapped, you're down something, some area between Geula and Rechavia, and you're walking there by mistake, or maybe by not mistake, and you bump into somebody, and all of a sudden you start to talk, and all of a sudden you're chapped. You see a picture of Rabbi Yisrael giving the shmooze on the tricycle. You say, I don't want to lose my Olam Haba, I don't want to have that teepee. And you quickly run away. You're in the middle of a conversation. You let somebody take your soda. You want that soda back. You paid 5 shekels for it. You know, you're a generous guy. But you want that, leave the soda can. Let them have the soda can. As long as they don't have a sweatshirt with the same apple bumps on. Anyway, but leave the soda can and get out. Because every small second in the soil, more time in the soil, but it's a big soil. Even though the Mashiach have a loss from it, spent all that money to go to, even when you got a cab, jump in a cab and you see a cab flying by, jump in the cab. And get out of it. You stop a cab in the middle of the street, lay yourself down the street, and get out of the Nisoyan of Oysa. Because an extra second or so, who knows if you're able to survive that next minute of the Nisoyan. That's the pshat of Chaim Shulaz, but it's a big Nisoyan of Oysa for everybody to know. But the Ramban says, Vayaz of Big the Yodo Lechvoid Gvirtoi, Lechvoid Lechvoid Gvirtoi, Lechvoid Lechvoid Gvirtoi, Lechvoid Lechvoid Rabban's barred by the Kasha. Rabban, he's stronger. Yosef was much stronger. But honor out of respect for his Gvirta, out of respect for his boss. He was staying by them. He was being supported by them. He didn't feel right to go do a mice of grabbing away something from her hand. Oh, she tried to seduce him. Oh, she tried... But he felt that the mice of doing such a mag would be a lack of respect. And therefore, says the Ramban, he left the evidence in her hand. Because in his mind, showing respect to somebody that had given him something was more important than being put in jail. He'd have to suffer at the end. That didn't bother him. But to go do a mice of that would show lack of respect, would show to be degrading. In her eyes, pulling something out of her hand. It's not the Ramban, it's Ramban's word. Sniff. You can see he has a whole shot. Anyway, but that's the Yisoy, the Chvoy Gvirt. This we have to understand, Rabbi Sai, is Yisoy Gvirt. See how far Yosef was careful in respect and honor of somebody else, Rabbi Sai. The reason we have to understand that in this world, the most important thing is somebody's self-respect, Rabbi Sai. We learn it later in the parasha also, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara says, we learn in the Gemara that earlier in the parasha, Tamar was being taken out to be burnt. He mutzeis, says the Gemara, Soita Yud, from Mitzian Nuntas, he mutzeis, so the Gemara, she was being taken out to be burnt. The Gemara says, why? Because Yehuda thought that she committed an act of adultery. She was going to be burnt alive. Sreifa, they were going to burn her, throw a piece of lead down her throat, and she would blow up in flames. All she had to do was say, Yehuda, you're the guy. It's from you. She didn't want to say anything. She said, whoever owned, who belongs, this choysam, this seal, and the stick, and this, that's who I'm pregnant from. But I'm not going to reveal it. What says the Gemara from here, but Mitzia Nutas? Noyach loyla odom, lipoy letoch kifshon ha'esh, ve'al yalbin p'nechaver b'rab. Better to fall into a fiery flame than to embarrass on b'rab. So we talk many times about the eating of shame, not shaming something, how terrible to shame somebody. But what's the yisoy that vulnerable said? What's so bad? When you shame somebody, you take away his self-respect. And that's like killing him, like Chuan Chazal said. It's like killing him. The person gets shamed, gets embarrassed. You take away self-respect. That's the whole person. That's the materials of a mensch. What is a person? A person's the honor of a person. That's what we call the neshama kavod. Before those who kavod, the honor. He said once, the Ben Bechaya says, because the neshama comes from kisei hakavod. We said in the Pirush of Tefillas once. So we call it kavod. But the pshat is that there's a certain kavod everybody has, a kavod of Adam. The person has a certain honor. When a person embarrasses him, you're taking away his self-respect, you're killing him. See how far what it means to take away somebody's self-respect? It's killing, according to Chazal. It's a mais hariga. According to Tosfos, many of you showing him hold, if a guy comes over to you and says, go over and embarrass that guy, or I'll kill you. What's the halacha, Rabbi? Go over and just embarrass him. Go in front of 10 people and tell that guy he's an idiot, or I'll kill you. That's what I want you to do. Don't kill him. Don't give our rights with that woman. Don't do Vodizara. Just go over to a guy and tell him, you know, you're the biggest idiot in front of the whole dining room, or I'll kill you. You'll get a bullet between your eyes. So the guy's saying, listen, just tell him that he's an idiot. Okay, tomorrow. Says Tosfos, you have to give up your life. It's part of the big three. Oh, it's not mentioned because I'll say it's like you killed him. But he took away the red from his face, and you have to give up your life. So many of you should have to give up your life. What I do? You take away the respect of somebody, he's like a killer. And that's what people have to realize. But I just cut the guy's line, and the guy's well, it's not so much about the act of indecency, which is terrible, but a person has some self-respect. You go ahead, we spoke about this, but you go ahead and leave stuff on the table. You go ahead and say something nasty to somebody, but say, there's one thing about the nasty remark that you said thing, but the second thing is about the respect of the person. You married him to a creature, to an animal. You said something very dirty to him, very disgusting to him. It's not so much the fact that obviously the thing should have been said, but it's more what you did to the person. You took a person that there's a certain covet that a person has, certain self-respect, certain honor, certain feel of self-esteem that he has, and you took that out of him. According to Chazal, you just killed the person. You murdered him. A guy could do this constantly, every day, screaming in the dining room, fighting online, and just over a piece of and Chazal said, which is something out of this world. But at the end of the day, for what? For another blintz? for a little bit more salad, give your Olam Haba to embarrass him in the dining room, screaming at a guy, yelling at him, this, that. A guy, a person has to understand what we're dealing with. It's a very serious crime. People do, oh, if a guy, he's a murderer. You know, they just locked him up for 10 years. He deserves it. You know, that guy deserves to be locked up. He's a serial killer. You know, his face is on every cereal box. He's a serial killer. Wanted. And they should put a new wanted sign. This guy's a serious, embarrassed killer. He walks around embarrassing guys. He walks around making fun of people, in front of other people. He's also a serial killer. He killed somebody yesterday over the cereal. He wanted to get an extra bowl of cereal and he killed him. He was a serial killer. He embarrassed him over a bowl of cereal. He took away his self-respect. The MS, Gemara says, that people who learn together should stand up for each other. Gemara in Bava Metzia says, in Lamed Bey, the Megimel, that in the base medrash, they used to stand up for each other. Because everybody learned from each other. They used to stand up for each other. That's how it used to be in the times of Chazal. And Chazal say that all the time of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim were all nifted. They all died. Shalom Nagu covered Zelazer. They didn't show something. Okay, they want to go. That's so terrible. Yeah. Take away somebody's self-respect, but it's like killing them. Shalom Nagu covered Zelazer. Okay, it was on their Madrega, so they would. But you take away somebody's cover, you don't honor somebody. Every person has respect. You can respect him for something. There's something in his life that he's good at. Respect him for that. But to treat a guy and crush him and cheat him out and snob him out and say something not nice to him, talk the derogatory, talk low. I hear sometimes how people talk to other people. Talk in a very low, derogatory way. Make them feel like garbage. Make somebody feel like garbage, or that take away his self-respect. It doesn't have to be in front of a whole plumbing. Make somebody feel that way. You just talk to him in a way that's not bechavidik. Every person has to realize that everybody is somebody special, especially a yid. He has an neshama tahira. He's a chelek el kamimah also. He has the potential to be somebody great also. He is already starting to do great. But you have to show some self-respect, Rabbi Yisrael. You take away somebody's self-respect, it is murder, Rabbi Yisrael. That's why a lot of these kids, you see people today, say, well, why are these kids on off and this and that? People look down on them. People look derogatory on people. And I might say, like the people know, people are staring to kill somebody. The guy walks into a shul or something like that, he looks a little different. Everybody stares at him. How do you think that guy feels about that? Like $1 million. Everybody stares at him. And what's the stare mean? Myself also, you know, look at the guy comes and walks in with a certain type of shirt, a certain type of look, a certain type of hair, you know, a certain type of this. And you look at him like, oh, like, damn, it's not easy because you see a new thing in the shul. You see a shul of all white, black hats and white shirts. And the guy walks in with a pink shirt and a, you know, yellow hat, and you know, it looks a little funny. But the stare sometimes it says, look, you're different. What are you saying in the stare? You're different. What do you do to that person? You don't know how many people that I know, they say, how many of those stares killed someone? They really affected them. This guy stares at me. He looks down upon me. The way I'm dressed, the way I look, the way this. You could really hurt somebody. Self-respect is one of the most important things to learn of us. To learn with our families, with our children, with our wives, with our friends. To learn how to think about the other person's honor. Komechabed has a bria, Sabosa. First, he's going to be mechubit. If you're mechabit as a bias, that's the return one to mechabit as a bias. You saw that every single person that they dealt with, whether it was the cook in the yeshiva, whether it was the cleaning guy in the yeshiva, whether it was there was a certain covet a bias for us. Covet a bias. He gave a lot of respect to everybody. Everybody gave respect to us. You feel this? Because every person has their hour. Every person has a chashivas to them. You have to learn how to give respect. Cut the line. It is. Fighting over one place in the line. Maybe you'll go for forming. You know? Maybe you can go for forming. Maybe I get a portion for you. Maybe we could do something for you. Because you're chashiv. That's how you build up somebody. If you want to ever help another person, you got to build him up. The way you build him up is showing that he is a chashur person, not he's lowly, that I'm staring at him, I'm looking at him down here. You got to talk up. See another guy, he's not doing as good as we're doing. Talk up, wow, you know, Baruch Hashem, you're gaval de gaboch, I like you, you know. Talk up, don't talk down. Bring him up, don't bring him down. Not destructive, constructive criticism. Not destructive. Make him feel great about himself. That's how you build up a person. But it covers our whole day. It covers our whole day, everybody says. And this is the thing that we have to learn. If we want to be successful in our lives, in our relationships, we have to learn how to mechavel other people. And the best way, everybody say, that's what they talk about today. You know, everybody has a mile. Everybody has a mile. A person should make that an uvda. I mean, you talk about doing a yeshiva, you wrote about somebody else, now you're working out. But a person should spend one time a day, one time a week, look at a certain guy in the yeshiva, another guy in the yeshiva, not yourself, and say, think something good about him. You already wrote something good about him. What's good about him? And then when you see that guy, you already did it, Lamais, you wrote about him. You see that guy, think about the positive thing about him. Most of the time, what's our cook on somebody else? Right away we cook, that guy, he doesn't come to Shabbat. That guy, he talks too much. That guy, you know, throws his cigarette butts all over the canvas. That guy eats garden shells, and he always leaves a path for everybody to know where he is right now. That guy leaves his plate in the dining room, always he leaves it over with his sauce all over the plate. Everybody has to see how he chopped it up, and to see his saliva in the plate. That guy, when he goes to the bathroom afterwards, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's what to be leftovers for everybody. That guy, everybody looks at it down. But what a person should say, no, that guy, he's good. He gets a brother to Shabbat. That guy, he's a friendly guy. He knows how to crack a control. Makes him knows how to feel somebody good. Take a guy, and she will look at him and think, what's his positive trait? And then, ingrain in your mind, then every time you see him, look at him. I'm a chabadim for that. That guy, he's good in music. That guy, he's good in davening. He's good in learning. He's a bal chesed. When you think about that, you can use that as a tool to give him the respect that he really deserves. And then we can have a chance in that yeshiva, especially, because that should be a mokoy. I've donated to this topic because I want it to be a place where we have self-respect. Baruch Hashem, there was a beautiful achdus like a Thursday night thing where people we're working together to build the Achdus HaYeshiva, Rabbi said. And it's a beautiful thing, Rabbi said. We have to work more, Rabbi said. The more harmony there is, the better we feel, the better Yeshiva runs, and everything runs smoothly, Rabbi said. And the more it is that people feel down about themselves and about the matzav. So let's work on showing each other respect. It's mechabed HaSabriyus, Rabbi said. Mechabed each and every one of us. Bezuchah through that, Be'ez HaShem. Bebrocha. Mechabed HaSabriyus, Gufo Yeh Mechubed. He'll become a good man. You'll be helping yourself to become. If the emes of art, Rabbi Zev, Volbi always said that the emes, he said, it's me the connected me that we learn. The reason why we're so negative on ourselves, and I think we don't know that, is because he says me the connected me that. It's me the connected me because we look down upon everybody else. So it comes to ourselves. That's why we have low self esteem. We look down on ourselves. But I said it's also, I want to tell you, it's not necessarily me the connected me. That's how we look on people. We look negatively. But if you learn to look positively, not to positive, then it'll apply to ourselves. We want to positive on ourselves. We won't look down on ourselves. We won't be. If you walk around and so negative on themselves, I can't do it. I'm not so good. But if you train your focus on somebody else to be positive, then on ourselves we'll be positive. We'll be able to build ourselves up to become the true people we can become.